FAA, and EAA spend a productive 2 days together. The first U.S. Airways aircraft flies in American's livery, and Southwest to expand its Washington Reagan service. This is Aero News for Monday, February 3, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Clearing the path for today's aviators and looking ahead to the possibilities in future years highlighted 2 days of work by EAA and FAA officials during the 10th Annual Recreational Aviation Summit held at the EAA Aviation Center on last Tuesday and Wednesday. The session brought more than a dozen top FAA directors and managers to Oshkosh, the only time during the year that the agency sends such a group to a specific aviation organization's headquarters for in-depth discussions on major general aviation topics. Among the issues discussed during the summit's 2 days were allowing electric propulsion for ultralights and light sport aircraft, current conflicts in regulations that limits the availability to provide flight training for ultralights and other low-mass, high-drag aircraft, an option for use of an additional qualified pilot during home-built flight training, incompatibility issues for ADS-B and next-gen technology, and Warbird operating limitations that potentially hinder how Warbird owners can use their aircraft or add significant cost and complexity to their maintenance and operation. EAA officials also again expressed the urgency of improving the medical certification system that would eliminate the need for a third-class medical for many recreational aviation activities. American Airlines has entered into service the first legacy U.S. Airways aircraft, an Airbus A319, painted in the new American Airlines livery. The newly dressed plane, tail number N700UW, debuted its freshly painted fuselage with service from Charlotte to New York's LaGuardia Airport on Flight 2060. The Airbus recently spent 13 days receiving its makeover showcasing the new American flag tail livery. This past December, following the close of the merger with U.S. Airways, a survey was launched allowing employees from both airlines to vote whether to change or to maintain American's current livery. In January 2014, the voting results were announced to keep the new flag tail livery. The airline will be adding the new look to its entire fleet of aircraft over the next few years. Approximately 640 aircraft are in line to receive the makeover, with newly arriving legacy American Airlines aircraft already outfitted in the new colors, and U.S. Airways aircraft delivered in the new colors beginning this June. Southwest Airlines has confirmed it was notified of its winning bid in an auction for 54 slots, allowing 27 additional daily flights that will bring more competition to Reagan National Airport. Details of the carrier's bid to acquire divested slots remain confidential and are subject to final approval of the Department of Justice and completion of customary written agreements. The additional slots will translate to an increase in Southwest service at Reagan National from 17 daily departures to 44. The carrier plans to announce destinations, schedules, and fares for the additional flights later this quarter and anticipates it will begin flying in the third quarter of 2014. It may be impossible to determine if an accident in 2009 that resulted in 16 fatalities in the North Sea was preventable, according to an inquiry being conducted in Aberdeen, Scotland. The accident occurred when the main rotor gearbox on a Super Puma aircraft reportedly failed during flight and the aircraft went down in the water. Divers were unable to recover a critical piece, a gear that may have failed, from the ocean floor. The Evening Express newspaper reports that the Accident Inquiry Board was told that without that critical part, it is likely impossible to know if the accident was preventable. The FAA is getting set to perform scheduled audits at Boeing's facilities in Washington State and South Carolina. The facilities are audited every 2 years to assure compliance with Boeing's production certificate. This will be the first audit for the North Charleston, South Carolina facility, which was not included in the most recent audit conducted in 2012, according to a report from the Herald of Everett, Washington. The East Coast plant was added to the company's production certificate, PC-700, after that 2012 audit was completed. when Aero News continues. A recall of remote control rotorcraft, TAG Aviation goes paperless, and Gulfstream's fast appearance at the Super Bowl.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States, but you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues now for Monday, February 3rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Horizon Hobby has issued a recall for the Blade 500 XBNF and Blade 500 3D RTF and BNF remote-controlled model helicopters, indicating in the recall notice that the tail rotor grip used for securing the tail rotor blade to the tail rotor hub can separate and release from the helicopter, posing a risk of a crash and injury hazard. The aircraft are manufactured in China and imported by Horizon Hobby, Inc. of Champaign, Illinois. The company has reportedly sold about 2,000 of the radio-controlled helos in the U.S. and 200 in Canada. No injuries have been attributed to the aircraft so far. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says consumers should immediately stop using the recalled radio-controlled helicopters and contact Horizon Hobby for a replacement tail grip and instructions for installation. TAG Aviation SA recently introduced iPad-based electronic flight bag technology to its Switzerland-based fleet, featuring Jeppesen Mobile Flight Deck. Jeppesen, a part of Boeing Digital Aviation, will help to eliminate paper-based flight information from TAG Aviation operations and increase overall operational efficiency. TAG Aviation EFB on iPad will replace hundreds of pages of paper-based documents in the cockpit, including operation manuals, aeronautical charts, flight plans, and weather information. TAG Aviation has integrated iPad EFB technology into operations after receiving authorization from the Swiss Federal Office of Civil Aviation. In addition to a reduction in paper use and printing, TAG Aviation hopes to achieve savings in fuel consumption by reducing the weight of each pilot's flight bag taken on board, weighing an average of 40 to 50 pounds each. Those flying to and from the Super Bowl this past weekend may have noticed the addition of Gulfstream's biggest and most capable Field and Airborne Support Teams vehicle, or FAST, vehicle, a specially equipped 74-foot tractor-trailer. The vehicle debuted at the Super Bowl. With built-in features such as a generator, air compressor, satellite dish, and Wi-Fi, and the capacity to hold equipment as large as an auxiliary power unit, it is a service center on wheels. Using the capabilities of the FAST tractor trailer, onboard technicians can perform line service repairs, engine exchanges, post-flight and storage inspections, unscheduled inspections, and cabin interior repairs. For the Super Bowl, Gulfstream's new FAST vehicle was positioned at sister company Jet Aviation's facility at New Jersey's Teterboro Airport, and it will remain there until February 4th. The Gulfstream FAST tractor trailer is expected to support Gulfstream operators at approximately 20 events this year, including the Daytona 500, the Masters Tournament, and the Gulfstream Operators and Suppliers Conference. It's just a shame that the Gulfstream FAST team could not offer some support to the Denver Broncos this weekend, who were clearly in need of some assistance. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.